What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About the Podcast that celebrates on the 1st of May. We celebrate V-Day. And come June, baby, it's the lick of my spoon.
Oh, Jesus.
And when it's August, we celebrate Big Fat Suck My Sausage. My name's Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very well, and you?
I too am well, Andy.
Good to hear it, pal.
Yeah?
What was that a reference to?
Well, the fact that it's Tom Cruise week here on the podcast, so I thought I'd throw in a little bit of Frank T.J. Mackey to start us off.
Of course. Yeah. I tell you, my timeline has been awash with Cruise.
That's the entity for you.
It's fucking brilliant to see him filling my timeline.
Mm-hmm. Filling that stuff, huh?
So, folks, if you've probably seen from the title of the episode, do you mind?
Excuse me.
You're flipping pages very loudly.
Thirsty.
I got a Cruise quiz for Terry. It's not going to be a stitch-up, like so many quizzes before.
It's hot off the heels of me and Andy going to the cinema together at the weekend to check out Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. And you can catch our review over there on the Patreon for the little fee of €5. A little bonus one.
Yeah, to, next one.
Yeah, I mean, we've done the first seven on the main feed here. So
was that on the main feed?
Uh-huh. Makes sense to just slip the new one behind the paywall, right?
So, folks, if you are a new listener and you want to hear our opinion on the franchise, well, if you want to hear our opinion on the brand new movie, you got to pay for that one. But if you want to hear our opinion on the previous seven, check
right
it out
there.
They're right there for you, free.
I'll
gratis.
I'll level with you. Three was not one of our better episodes. Andy Cantwell, I'm looking in your direction.
I did that. That's my fault. I didn't see it. Is that what happened? I saw some of it.
Yeah, and then you said, I don't know, something was going
some
on.
Some issue.
Was going on, I didn't get to see it.
Yeah. So
real profesh.
But I really want to go back. And
you should. I want to watch three again.
I want to watch three again. I want to watch Fallout again. By all accounts, everyone's
saying
it's
the best one. It's the best one.
But I was more of a Rogue Nation man myself.
Also, that's second best one.
But just great. Just fucking great.
So yeah, we're going to be chatting about that over on the Patreon. But before we get into that, do you want to do a little bit of a wrap-up football? Season's over.
Please.
Yeah, you got some news coming your way, huh?
Some big signings coming over.
And break the bank.
That's it. Season's done next year if he arrives.
I'm not so sure. But, you know.
Verts, Frimpong, Kirkez, Etiquette.
I'm not convinced on Etiquette.
I'm not either, to be honest with you.
And it's big books. It's like 60 mil or something.
I'd rather get your man, Sesko? Or
I like Sesko. But, you know, it's hard to judge these non-PL players these days.
Because
it is a different ball game, pardon the pun.
Oh, it's very much the same ball game in a more literal way.
If you use Man United as the test study... Everyone who's left to go play elsewhere in the Premier League has been like, this is easy.
Yeah.
Whereas...
I seen a stat, you've probably seen it, where Anthony has scored more goals than Man United since leaving Man United.
Yeah. Anthony...
and he was famous for never scoring ever for United.
He scored like 3 goals in his first 2 seasons or something like that.
And now he's banging them in for Betis.
In a Farmers League.
He doesn't want to leave.
In a Farmers League. Now look, do you take the money? It'll help the rebuild. 35 million, we'll take it.
Was he on loan?
He's on loan.
So he's just bumping up his fee, really.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Same with Rashford, 40 million, locked price. Apparently Barcelona want him. Take him.
This is the only way that United will be able to make a profit off signings, is if you loan him out to another club where they can actually play.
I mean, that's going to be the Hoyland model next year. You go to Italy.
Loan him out, send him to Napoli or something.
Apparently Inter want him.
Yeah.
Possible Champions League winners, Inter, want this guy.
Yeah.
Who scored 4 league goals.
But it's so hard to judge. It's so hard to judge how a player really is when they play for United. Because it's like... You rude, vile little pig.
I tell you, it's been a year.
What is that?
Lucozade Sport Ice Kick.
Oh.
You know, it's like the one I used to fucking love it.
I do like a novelty drink.
I don't like Jude Bellingham being on the picture, let me tell
you. Oh, you love it then. You love him.
I just said I don't like
it. Oh, well, you're drinking it. You're supporting him. Delicious. That's money in his pocket.
Well, they've already paid him. I'm sure they've paid him the likeness rights already.
But yeah, so they're coming. I'm very happy about that.
I think it'll be interesting to see how these fullbacks, because they are they're almost wingbacks.
Yeah,
I think they are both wingbacks actually.
Yeah,
it's playing a flat four.
It'll be interesting.
The non-pacey, I mean, Konate is pacier than Van Dijk, but you know
they're not slow.
Van Dijk's a little slow these days.
He's slower than he was in like 2019.
He's 33.
Yeah. Which, you know, considerably younger than both of us, which is weird.
Yeah, but like we're not professional footballers.
True. But
professional shy talkers.
Well, that's it. Although we don't get paid for it either.
Except for our lovely patrons.
Amateur shy talkers.
So.
Do you know what though? I have to admit, I'm actually glad the season's over in a weird way.
Why is that?
I don't know. It was just a bit. Well, personally, do you know what? I was starting to get a little bit burnt out doing the vids every game.
I see you've gone crawling back to your commentary sinks now that the season's over. Water in the desert. Clive.
If the funny thing is like...
you and your best buddy, Clive Tilsley, yeah?
I have another sketch coming out tomorrow involving Clive as well. Exactly. My main man.
You know, my phone is right here. You can call me anytime.
Yeah, sorry. You're not Clive Tilsley, Terry. Do you know what I actually wanted you for a sketch? I'll talk to you about it off mic.
Fantastic. Yeah great. I got the call. Well, of course I'm going to be in the main event.
It's actually relating to the sketch that's coming out tomorrow where Clive gets his revenge.
Excuse me, have you got your phone on sound? Did that just ping
did
there?
Did it ping?
I think it did ping.
Oh, I don't know. I'm trying to hear you know, when you're at the back door. But
you keep talking there.
Oh, jeez. What was I going to say? So, I've struck up something of a friendship. Terry's not here. With Clive, in that we message and email quite frequently. And those last two lip syncs, Clive personally sent me the entire commentary from his match and said, I talk about empty seats at 47, whatever. Maybe you can sink your predatory teeth into this sort of thing.
And you know what? I'll give him points for the use of sink and sink. There goes the bag.
But I'm kind of glad that's the season's kind of over. I was getting a bit burnt out getting up early to do those YouTube vids after every match. It was actually very nice for that the Liverpool matches were spaced out a week in advance towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
No, not every 3 days. But also just, you know, the season had been wrapped up. It's great to win it. Great to lift the trophy. It was a brilliant feeling. But then
how heavy was that trophy that you lifted?
You don't do this. Yeah. You know what I'm
saying.
And
I will say, look, we're talking about football. There was a fucking tragedy that happened on Monday.
The fuck? Like
mental.
I was like, we
don't normally, you know, jump into.
No, but like, you know what? I seen the thing. I was like, the celebrations looked amazing during the day. I was like, that's how you fucking do it. And then I just seen Carragher tweet, like, devastating end to the day. Hope everyone's safe. I was like, what?
Somebody just posted in the group chat, Sky News. And I just looked at it. I was like, holy fuck. Like,
do you know what's mad
and
as well?
You see Joey Barton. These bad
things. What do you say?
We something. All know what this is behind this. And then he edited the tweet or whatever like that. Like, you
surprised
know?
He even edited it. Yeah. Do you know what I found mental though was like how quick a report comes out about ethnicity.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It has to now.
Yeah, where it's like, it's now, it has to become part of the story. It's like a 53-year-old British male.
White,
from
straight
West
white
Derby.
British male.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, just don't go crazy, everyone. Yeah. You know?
Well, I mean, you saw what happened in Dublin a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Like,
you know, so it's like, I find they never used to have to do that, where it would just... Like,
Internet was
a mistake.
Just think,
what a psycho. And you wouldn't think, like, where's he from? Yeah. Whereas now, that's just in the zeitgeist. So I thought, like, that was horrendous. But it doesn't look like anyone's going to die from it.
Okay. That's good.
I think two were seriously injured in hospital. I think 11 people were rushed to hospital and like two were serious.
Did they say what the reason? Kid. What the reason was?
No, but you know, I saw the video. So what I think happened, based on cherry picking clips online, this guy somehow ended up in the middle of the crowd in his car. I think apparently he followed an ambulance or something to get in there. And people, I think, were pissed off that he was right there. Someone threw something in the back and broke his back windshield.
Oh, Jesus.
And then he kind of sped off, I think, in like a panic. But like, full on, like, not
yeah,
like...
I saw the speed.
Not like, oh, I'm about to hit someone. Like, milled through for about 5 seconds.
Like, it's not like in, was it Germany or France that time with the truck or whatever, like, you know, where it was like, this is a terrorist act.
But it, like, it seemed like he panicked, but also, like, he definitely didn't stop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, okay, well, lock him up or whatever.
Well, yeah, definitely.
You know, but horrible.
I want to stay a little bit political at the moment. I watched a kneecap movie at the weekend.
They got a movie?
Yes, Andy. Where have you been?
Right here.
The movie. The
I'm
movie
right
last
here.
Year. Like, it's on Prime Video.
The band, Kneecap?
Yeah, it's about them.
Huh.
It's really fucking good. Ooh. Like, it made... I think I'm going to like sign up for Duolingo.
Oh, I'm on it.
Are you?
Yeah.
What are you speaking?
Japanese?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
You look as if it's something you talk about the whole time. Like,
I'm on it. I've in the last month started...
You've never mentioned this to me.
I'm on about a 15-day streak, but it's boring, isn't it?
Is it? It's interesting, I think. You're trying to like learn a language at 40.
Yeah, well, what's the age you got? What's the age you got to do it?
I think it's just interesting.
I said I'm too late to try stuff.
No, I mean, it's, you know, you're like... look, you're Stella trying to get his groove back.
Yeah, I mean,
it makes me want to do it for Irish, though. Like,
yeah.
You know? I think... they're just because of the whole terrorist charge that one of the lads has been given, like, by the British Crown government for free Palestine or whatever like that, you know.
He's been
like,
charged as a terrorist because he's against the slaughtering
against Israel.
Okay.
Yeah. Not the genocide. Oh no, we can't put a terrorist act on the genocide,
the
the free speech that this guy has said. So, I know, it's fucking ridiculous.
It's fucking backwards.
It's like, fuck England, you know. Yeah. And then the whole thing with Gary Lineker, I wanted to link into it as well.
Oh, yeah.
He's been kicked out of his job, essentially, at the BBC because
of
his...
So what happened? He shared a picture that had, like, an image of a rat in it or something? Or?
I don't know. They've been at him. Like, that's why he was retiring. You know, that it was like...
It seemed like he was kind of coming... at odds with the BBC.
A few things. But this, Palestine was the big topic.
Yeah.
And he was as vocal as he could be in his role.
Yeah, as a BBC employee and all that.
And it's kind of like sad that they've marred him on the way out. Like, you know what I mean? Like
BBC has.
Yeah, in the eyes of some. And they've tried to paint him as this radical, as, you know, like this, what would you call it? Like, they're trying to besmirch his name as a kind of like, look at this filth that he's sharing.
He used to be very outspoken about refugees and all that sort of stuff. And now, obviously, the Palestine stuff. But like, I've never heard him say...
He's the best of us. Like, what are we talking about?
I've never heard him say anything that I didn't agree with.
Yeah.
You know, like, that I've heard. And he seems so articulate and so intelligent. And he's funny. And he's, you know, like, all these things that you would want... Like, I love Gary Lineker.
Yeah.
I think he's great. And I think the fact that he's got the podcast now with Big Meeks.
And it's his company.
Super
as well.
Al.
Goalhanger Productions, like, you know.
And they also, I think Football Cliches is on that as well. Yeah. But, like, he doesn't, I think that's where it's all going. That, like, he doesn't need to watch what he says at all now.
No, because nor should he.
The podcast can't get cancelled.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just.
Well, it can.
Can it, though?
I mean,
like, literally cancelled.
No, but it can be restricted or whatever. Like, you know,
but like, I mean, it's hard. It's not like far left or right.
No, he's not doing anything that should get him. Like, you know, it's not. They're not. He's not going to end up on Rumble next to Russell Brand. You know, like,
what's Rumble?
Exactly. It's a platform.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that like we're saying, he had all these followers on YouTube.
Yeah,
and then people found out what a fucking piece of shit. They're like, we don't want you on YouTube. How'd you get kicked off of YouTube?
Yeah.
So he's on Rumble now, is his thing. But like, that's not going to happen to Lineker. But I just think, and this is reductive or basic or whatever, but I'm like, these people speaking out for like what everybody should be fucking doing.
Yeah.
It's like, well, we're going to charge you with a criminal offense. We're going to kind of sully your name.
After
you know,
25 years.
Yeah. Of like, any, you know, he opened the show. I don't know if you saw the last match of the day that he did.
I didn't see the opening. I saw the ending.
And maybe it was the ending where he was like, it wasn't supposed to end like this.
Oh,
that
no.
Was, no, that was the opening then. He was like, it wasn't supposed to end like this. And then he was talking about the controversy on the last day or whatever. Oh, football. Okay. You know, it's typical, like, he learned from Des Lynam. He learned the best.
The way he throws a little thing in. Good night.
Yeah. I remember when Sven Goran Eriksson took over as Man City manager after managing England. And they were top of the league because they won by 4-0 or something on the opening day. Like, Sven for the England job? Good night. You're like, oh, you got it.
But you know what I quite liked about the ending was... There was a little moment after his speech where there was a little bit of awkward silence or something, and Alan Shearer just kind of put his hand out and they had this clasp, and then it was a very human sort of, like, you know, cheers mate sort of thing, and like, I quite liked that.
Me too.
And I thought they did it well. I mean, I've never disliked Gary Lineker for anything. Like, I think he's great,
and
the show is funny. Like, I mean, I don't listen to it as much anymore, but
I'm a big clips guy of it, you know?
Yeah.
I generally enjoy the clips.
Yeah, you know?
And just to go back to Kneecap,
yeah.
If you haven't seen it, and you mightn't watch it, but...
You mean, I might watch it.
I'd love for you to watch it.
I'm not going
to. Well, no, I don't want to watch it. I think it's really something.
I've never heard a Kneecap song. That's my
issue. Have you not?
I've never heard one. I don't know. I wouldn't be able to pick their music out of a lineup. Like, I've never heard anything.
Traditional hip hop. Like trad Irish hip hop.
Oh.
Osqueilge, like.
Oh.
Yeah. That's and like the story of it is that, like, the story of the movie is there's a teacher who's teaching Irish up in Belfast, and he basically is brought in. There's one of the guys is arrested, and he's speaking Irish only. He won't speak English, and he's claiming that he doesn't know how to speak English. So they bring in the teacher as an interpreter,
right,
to do it. And then they kind of bond over his notebook that has all these lyrics in it. And he goes to his garage, and he has a set of decks, and he starts making music to the lyrics by himself.
Yeah.
And these guys kind of like awaken something in him, and it's all about a big piece of it, like, the Irish language is dying, and we need to keep it alive. And I was like, really, like, I was like, I wish I fucking cared more. I feel guilty for not caring more about it.
About the Irish language? Is that what you want? That's what you want to
That's
know,
what I want. And like, and like, it is really creatively directed. The music is great in it. The three guys like that are in Kneecap are the actors in it, and they're all really good.
They seem to really kind of know they're onto something, like, you know what I mean? Like,
and Fassbender, it plays the dad in it. Just thought it was great.
I remember when I was a teenager, and a lot of the girls that we would hang out with went to an Irish school, and then they would talk in Irish to each other if they didn't want us to know what they were talking about, which I thought was really cool. And we were like, what are we, you know, be talking about? What are you saying? And all this sort of stuff. And then one of them was like, said something, and it was like, lava pust, as in like, and we copped that hand job.
Yeah,
we're like, oh, what? What are you talking about? And like, no, nothing. Yeah. Like, ah! It was so exciting.
Yeah. So I think I'm going to sign up for the old Duolingo and get on it.
That's good. Yeah. Do it.
I'm inspired to do it.
I'd like to say I'm going to do it too, but I won't.
You're already doing it.
Yeah, I'm doing it for Japanese. I haven't done it in about 2 weeks, so I'm officially out, really.
You're 15-day streak.
But it's great. It is really a good way to learn. Like, I was picking up words and stuff like that. It was mostly food and stuff, but that was only chapter one.
No.
But you know what I really like? I like Duolingo's, like...
Bird
style. Oh. Yeah, the bird is funny.
He's dead now, though, isn't he?
Is it? I don't know. Yeah. But like, social media is like really funny, kind of like cursed, but like, you know, like, you're not studying today. You know, that sort of, like, it's funny. And when you don't continue the streak, it's like the messages it sends you, like, it's funny. Like, it does make you want to go back in. But that's great. I think that's great. I'm going to quiz you on Irish in a few weeks.
Please don't.
If you keep your streak.
Why don't we just check in a couple of weeks and you ask me how I'm getting on, and I'll tell you.
Okay, I'll test you in some way.
I was in the gym this morning.
Nice.
And I How are you finding it? Yeah, great. Loving it. And when I don't go, I'm like, I gotta get fucking back there.
Yeah.
I'm in the gym and I'm footballing once a week. So I'm...
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm feeling healthy.
Yeah.
Fit. Strong. You look good. I was thinking when you were helping me move the furniture, you were talking about some show, probably a movie or something, and I was waiting for you to finish so I could tell you that your arms are looking buff as we were lifting a couch or something, but
I'm doing very little arms work. That's lifting my fucking toddler son.
It's working for you.
Yeah. But I was listening to my Run playlist, which I have made. And if anybody out there likes the music that me and Andy do be talking about, you can follow me over on Spotify. I think I'm known as The Boy Toner. What's your name?
Andy Cantwell, I think.
Huh. Yeah. How boring.
That's my name.
How vanilla. Mine is The Boy
Toner. The Boy Toner. Gangsta style as well.
THA.
Same on Letterboxd. Yeah. Same on Twitter. Yeah. And same on Instagram, although that's not the account you use.
Do I have two Instagrams?
You do, yeah.
You'd swear I was up to something.
There's Terry Toner 22 and then there's The Boy Toner.
Maybe I gotta bring that guy back,
you know.
Yeah,
your alter ego,
my burner
Professor
account,
Professor Chaos.
But I was listening to a song by the Human Beans called, why can't I think of the name now,
Human Beans.
Like I do.
Go on.
I'm completely blanking. Oh. The Human Beans.
Now, are you saying beans?
B-E-A-N-Z.
Oh, the Z as well.
Yeah, the gangster.
Oh, I like that.
Nobody But Me by the Human Beans. Now, you
might... never heard of it.
You have totally heard it. It's in The Departed. And it is in one of the most famous Office clips of all time when they're doing like that like intro. It's like, no, 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 no. No, 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 no.
Yeah, I got it.
But it got me thinking, because I was like pumping my arms and I was smiling, thinking about that clip. And I was like, what a great cold open to TV show. And then I was like, is it possibly my favorite cold open to a TV show?
Oh.
You know, I think it was because it was the last season. It was the first episode of the last season that had Steve Carell in the office.
Yeah.
And it brought me a lot of joy.
Yeah.
So they sent you a little thing, and I was like, can you think of any that you...
Well, you know, without knowing any of The Office stuff, I've been watching The Office lately.
Ah!
Joni's actually quite into it. And in particular, she loves the episode because of the cold open of the safety training, you know, where Dwight does the fire drill.
Yeah, yeah.
I know that's kind of like the
Stanley.
Big one, the famous one, you know, but I remember thinking at the time, like, wow, like, what a cold open. Yeah. And I couldn't think, even when you were saying to me, like, what would your favorite kind of cold open be? I was like, I think it would be something like that, because it's so, like, it's been used so far. It's so many memes where it's like, oh my God, okay, it's happening. Okay. Yeah. You know, like that's used. And just all of the little parts where it's like, check the handle. It's like, what does warm mean? You know, and all the Kevin looting the vending machines and robbing all the packets. And Michael, like, ah! And then ramming the printer. Like, Angela throwing the cat up. It comes back down through the roof. And Creed's like, hey! You know that face? Like, there's so much going on. I just think it's so fucking good. So I think it would be The Office, to be honest.
Yeah, like, I got to watch that episode live when I was in New York. No,
what?
Yeah, New York. Yeah, after the Super Bowl, it was the show after the Super Bowl.
Oh, was it?
So then we had.
Was that why it was so grand?
Like, yeah, it was the hour long special or whatever like that. Like,
oh, brilliant.
And we watched it because it was the night that we didn't go out because we were so wrecked from being out like the six nights before.
Yeah,
and we were like, oh, I can't wait for a Super Bowl Sunday. It's going to be great. And then it turned around. We're like, why don't you stay in?
Yeah,
get a McDonald's and stay in, watch the Super Bowl, and then like that was on after. And then we watched like Tropic Thunder after that. But I remember pissing myself laughing. I think The Office are like maybe the kings of the cold open.
Yeah, and you know what? I think a lot of it has to do with the music that comes after. You know, like that. Dun-dun-dun. There's something.
It's Always Sunny certainly helps with that as well. Like, you know.
Like, oh, I was thinking Always Sunny as well because they kind of use the title as as the punchline. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, you know. It's like, honestly, this means nothing to me.
Like, the gang desperately tries to win.
Yeah, exactly.
I was just watching that the other day.
Like, you know, like that sort of stuff where it's like, people like you get got. we gonna get, you know. Yeah. It's like Mac and Dennis buy a timeshare. Yeah. You know, like, it's like totally the opposite of what they're saying they're gonna happen. So like, they do it very well with it, in, and that's the first time I've seen the episode title be used as a punchline, you know what I mean?
I mean, the other great Office one I can think of off the top of my head is, and it is a bit of a like dying art for TV, that, like, you know, you can put this little 2-minute mini movie before your show.
Yeah.
And then, you know, kick it around. But the one with, like, when Toby comes back.
Oh, yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
And it's like, no! No, 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 no!
So, and it's the, and Always Sunny do it great as well. Like, it's the cut. Like, if he'd have just gone, no!
Yeah.
And then it stops. Like, if that's not as funny as that. No.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's like, it's again in Always Sunny where, like, Mac wins the competition and Charlie's like, ah! You know, like, after, it's like, you've won the good thing, you know.
Does it, on that Toby one, does it come back and he's still like, ah?
No, I don't think, I don't think.
that'd be good.
Yeah. But yeah, like, this, the timing of the cut, like, mid rant or something.
That was good.
It's really good. Now, I'm conscious as well that we have a banger to discuss today. Yeah. Can we discuss
it? Yeah, let's get into it. Now, there's, you know, there's other stuff I wanted to discuss, but we probably don't have time.
Yeah, maybe we'll cram it into the Patreon. Mm-hmm. Why don't you check it out on patreon.com? That's what sounds great about it. Yeah. What was that? What was I doing there?
I don't know.
I was doing an impression. You know who it is.
James Stewart. It's my friend Harvey.
It's a sinister looking podcast.
Or so, a bit of Jeff Goldblum in there.
Well,
that sinister looking kid's coming to get me.
So, Terry has some bangers for me.
Let's play the clip. No, bangers. It's bangers. It's bangers for Andy. Bangers, bangers, bangers for Andy. No. Fuck you, Four Eyes.
We discussed this and I said no.
All right.
You sent me, let me get this up here.
Uber
is right, Terry. You sent me Sweet City Woman by the Stampeders.
Yes, sir.
Now, I have heard this song before. I have heard the song. Only once or twice, though. It had a familiarity to it, but I couldn't pinpoint where I heard it from. Really enjoyed it. Yeah. It's exactly my style. I seen the picture of the band and I seen 1971 and I was like, I'm already gonna like it. I really did. I loved it.
I send it to you is I came across this, and it's on our Garbage Patrol 2.0 that you don't listen to. That's fine.
Of course.
I've made my peace with that at this stage.
Have you?
It's just for me. It's just for me now. A lot of jazz instrumental music on there.
It's just
for when I'm driving
the car. Ratio's off, but it's my own fault the ratio's off. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, you're the water's
too much
warm.
Terry.
Come on in. You know?
Yeah, it's good. No, it is good.
But I was listening to it in the shower the other day, and I was like, just, you know, when you have it out and play it. And then I was like, went through a phase of like a week of just like, I'll start off with that one. And then I was like, is that my favorite old new song that I've discovered in the last while? That it came up on the algorithm for me and I'd never heard of it before.
Old new song.
You know what I mean? Like, I've never heard of the Stampeders.
No, I hadn't either.
What other songs that I have? Like, nothing.
Although I went into another one called Carry On or something. I liked that one
never,
too.
It did. My Spotify never showed me that.
Nope.
Son of a bitch.
But
I thought you would appreciate the harmonies.
I do. Oh, Terry, if there's a good harmonizing band, forget it. Like, I'm so in. And you just don't, you don't get it. Like, that's one thing that you don't get now is harmonies.
Bands,
yeah. One thing. Bands are gone. Comedies are gone. Harmonies are gone.
What's left?
What's left?
Tom Cruise.
Political strife.
Yeah.
But
don't forget correctness. Political correctness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking. Here, but like, a slight side note. When do you think it all? When do you think it started to turn? The world.
The world. 2009, I want to
iPhone?
Say. No, iPhone. I think we talked about this before.
Yeah, we did, actually.
I think we talked about this before. It was always going that way, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was, this is very rich coming from two guys sitting in front of microphones, talking, shy talking, you know, once a week or whatever. But
that's right.
When everybody got to express their opinion all the time,
yeah,
everywhere, that's when it kind of... Twitter, I would say Twitter. Twitter.
Yeah.
And I love Twitter and I hate Twitter. But it's probably the worst thing that's ever happened to the world. Facebook less so, but Facebook also. Like social media.
I think you could put iPhones and smartphones ahead of that. Because it was fine when you could just go home and load up your PC. And
yeah, I guess so.
You know what I mean?
On the boards or whatever.
You go on Bebo there.
On the eFeds.
You wouldn't have it. Yeah. I used to have an eFed.
Me too.
You, did you?
You ran one yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I was in one.
Every week.
I got to, how would you say? I guess it was role playing.
Yeah.
As Kai and Tai.
You were Kai and Tai?
Yeah.
Ooh, I had my own character.
It was like, no, it was like, it was one of those ones where you signed up and you get who was left.
Oh, right.
So I signed up and it was like,
Kai and Tai.
Tiger Ali Singh, somebody else.
Yeah, Kai and
Tai. I took the ball and I ran with it. Tag champs.
Kai and Tai is good.
So I posted a, like a fucking ton anyway.
I was caught. I think it was on Niall McNamara had a eFed, and I was the astrologer. Right? I made it up myself. I had the Sagittarius suplex, the Cancer crossface, just a bunch of horoscope.
CC.
I had a crystal ball that I had come in and he's got the crystal ball. But anyway, look, we have more important matters to get
to. Can I just say, first of all, so you're a fan of the song?
Yes, 100%. I would add it to my rotation happily.
You should. And if you're listening out there, I hope you enjoyed listening, you know, had a good time listening to it too. Mm-hmm. There's something about it that'll put a spring in your step. That's what I'll say.
I'll stick it on at the end.
All right,
as well.
Nice.
I'll play a clip there. But.
Just on eFeds, wrestling is fun. Again, AEW had their second biggest pay-per-view of the year.
Uh-huh.
I sent you a few clips. I don't know if you were seeing it on your timeline.
No.
So they have this match called Anarchy in the Arena, like a 6-on-6 brawl. And they split the screen in four at times to cover the action. But every year, they've kind of, the first year they had like John Moxley's music was Wild Thing, so they came out to Wild Thing and then they just left it on a loop and it was playing for like 10 minutes and like, this is crazy, oh my god, and the fans were all loving it and it's kind of become a tradition. So this year it was like the Young Bucks are keep calling themselves the founding fathers, so they come out to like Fife music,
right,
and it was just like playing in the arena while they're like fucking smashing each other with trash cans. And Kenny Omega was like, oh, turn that off, he's like, change the music. And they kicked into the Pointer Sisters. I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was briefly used as like the theme song for Dynamite. And all the fans are like, we don't like this. But Tony Khan, like, obviously, is like, well, they pay for the license.
So it was
kind of, like,
kind of
an in joke. And they're like kind of shrugging their shoulders, like, huh? Okay. Dancing along and doing it. And then it was like, Kenny Omega is again like, no, turn that shit off. Let's get some 90s new metal. And it was fucking Drowning Pool. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. And like for like 10 minutes the whole crowd going like, one, nothing's wrong with me, two, nothing's wrong with me, three. And I was just like, oh my god.
That was peak.
Oh, it was so good.
I think I saw them at Ozfest.
Did you?
Yeah. Pool.
I've always had it like that. I have a soft spot for that song. It goes really well with pro wrestling.
Yeah, it goes well
and
with that.
When they hit it, I was just like almost like transported back to like SummerSlam 2002 or whatever it was used for. I was just like, oh man.
Nothing hits like, It's the same with any of the montages. 2000s
new metal.
Like. Any of the montages. Like, I don't think I would normally like a song like Creed's My Sacrifice if it didn't have the ingrained montages.
In your brain?
Yeah, because I would just think, oh, it's like Pearl Jam, who I don't really like. And like,
Pearl Jam are good.
Yeah, they probably are, but I've never liked that kind of singing. And like, on paper, I shouldn't like Creed.
But you told me you'd never heard of With Eyes Wide Open. That was like the first Creed song that was in the charts. And then My Sacrifice was like, next one.
What a banger.
Yeah. Something about wrestling and...
Because you remember the feeling.
Music.
It's
feeling.
It's like I was saying a lot on the show where you hear like Austin's glass break. And you still, for the 2 seconds, you're like, ah!
Yeah.
And then you realize, oh, he's 60. But like, and it's not going to
Did you see him at Mania this year?
No.
Like, driving the fucking...
Yeah, getting stuck.
Then he crashed it into a woman at the...
What?
At the side, like at the barricade. He crashed into the barricade and the woman was like, oh!
Oh, Steve.
It's like, nothing a six pack of Steve Weiss's can't fix.
All right, Terry.
Okay.
I'm gonna wrap this up with
a stitch up. Let's call it what it is.
We have what we don't know yet. The cruise quiz.
Yes.
Quiz 2. Cruise control.
Nice.
All right.
Nice.
I have 20 questions. At least 5 are Mission Impossible related.
Oh, okay.
Now I'm gonna start probably with that, the Mission Impossible ones, topical. Yeah. Okay, and then we'll branch out.
Okay.
Okay. So, your first question.
Should I choose?
Breathing on my foot.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
What is the full name of the character played by Henry Cavill in Mission Impossible Fallout?
John Lark.
Okay, I have a different answer here, but that is also right.
Fine. What's the other answer?
August Walker.
Okay, yeah.
But it's, yeah, it turns out.
Isn't Walker his fake name?
August Walker, yeah.
Is his fake name. John Lark's the real name. Yeah.
Okay, so you're right in that. Mission Impossible 3. Ethan's wife is told he works for which department of...
Traffic.
Okay, a traffic analysis. Yeah. But yeah, that's fine. 2 for 2. Which real-life stunt caused production on Mission Impossible Fallout to shut down for several weeks?
Tom Cruise jumping from the building where he shattered his ankle
in
1,000 pieces and yet still completed the take.
That's 3. What a fucking man. 4. In which film in the Mission Impossible series... features Ethan running up the side of the Shanghai Grand Hyatt Hotel?
Side 3.
Correct.
Yes.
All right, Terry. 4.
Shanghai.
For 4.
Shanghai is the end of 3.
Well, I would have known that had I seen it. What 3 words are used to describe the IMF's plan to recover the plutonium in Fallout, triggering the final act?
What 3 words?
What 3 words are used to describe the IMF's plan triggering the final act in Fallout?
What do you mean triggering the final act?
As in like what? I don't want to give it away. I'll just repeat the question. What?
I'll come back to it, all right? Let's put a pin
on
that.
Can you do that?
Yeah, of course you can.
What specific running-related record did Cruise break in Mission Impossible Fallout, according to fans? I'll leave it at that, because the rest of the question will quite give it away. According to fans, what specific running-related record did Cruise break in Mission Impossible Fallout?
Fastest running across the Thames? What's that?
It is the longest on-screen sprint in a single film by Cruise. Over 6 minutes cumulative.
Cumulative?
Yeah. It's one of those words I never see written down. I'm only nearly 40.
All right.
Do you want to come back to the other one? What am I doing with this? Okay, this is a gimme. What controversial slogan does TJ Mackey use in his seminar?
Respect the cock and tame the cunt.
At least you got to say it. Okay.
Respect the cock.
What are we doing? Okay, next one. In Collateral, what jazz club does Max, Jamie Foxx, drive Vincent to where a key witness is later killed?
Don't know the name of the jazz club. I know he kills Barry Shabaka Henley.
Not the question.
Don't know.
Fever or Club Fever?
That is incorrect. Club Fever is where they go to get his second laptop information. So Club Fever is where the cartel guys are at. So, you know.
You sure about that?
Positive.
It says here.
I mean.
How would I know? You know what I mean?
Well, okay.
Stick a pin in that one.
Yeah, I'll tell you now, right? Jazz Club Collateral.
What jazz club does Max drive Vincent to where a key witness is later killed?
The jazz club is Cheerios.
Cheerios?
Yeah. Fever is the club where Jamie Foxx has to pretend to be Tom Cruise.
Okay, well, the thing is, you didn't know it anyway.
I didn't know it anyway, but still.
So it is wrong, right? That's on me.
Okay.
But your end
is
on you.
We got a wash.
Okay, so that's...
If you'd said to me, what's the name of the club... that he has to go, I definitely would have got Fever.
Would you?
Yes. It's very memorable.
Okay, but it's not Fever though, so you said it yourself.
But it's not Fever, so it's Cheerios.
Fine. So we'll say that's... you've got two wrong, we'll say.
Okay. Four out of six.
Yeah. What film did Cruise pull out of to film Mission Impossible 2?
What film did Cruise pull out of to film Mission Impossible 2? Can I get a hint?
Yes, it was given to someone. The role went to someone who was also in Mission Impossible 2.
Went to Dougray Scott?
Correct.
That can't be right.
It says X-Men was the film.
That's wrong. That's not true.
What? It says Dougray Scott was cast as Wolverine but had to finish MI2.
Yeah, but Tom Cruise was never going to be in X-Men. Andy,
hey, this is what it's
never going to be.
I don't know. I can't be out here with me reference book.
Come on, dude. That's a wash. That's completely not true. Tom Cruise was never going to be an X-Men.
Hold on, I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, please do.
Tom Cruise X-Men. Dougray Scott stated that Tom Cruise was reportedly displeased with Scott taking the role of Wolverine.
Tom Cruise was never going to be an X-Men.
And that Cruise's sandbagging may have led to the injury, thus allowing Cruise to retain his role in Mission Impossible 2. All right.
Dougray Scott has got some sour grapes there. We're still 4 out of 6.
Okay. Well, I'll give you that. Cruise plays a character named Jack in 2 movies. Can you name those movies? One is easy, one is quite difficult.
Night and Day?
No.
No, okay.
That's wrong.
Okay. Jack Reacher.
Yeah.
Jack Reacher Never Go Back.
No. Jack Reacher. Yeah, right. There was 2 Jack Reachers?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's why they can't.
You should check that out.
Well, no? Yeah, not for the podcast, because that's IP, my friend. If we're doing non-IP crews, well. one is quite difficult. What time?
It's an 80s movie.
Hmm. Is it All the Right Moves?
It is not.
Okay, go on.
It is Legend. 1985.
Never really liked
that
one.
Movies.
Yeah. Not one of his first, but go on. Yeah.
In Vanilla Sky, what song plays during the surreal Times Square sequence?
Now. It is... Okay, then it's Everything in Its Right Place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
not the first one that you said.
I didn't say anything. I just made a bunch of sounds, man.
I'll give it to you.
All right. Boom, 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 boom. Very underrated movie.
When that fucking song hits every time, it makes me go, oh. Yeah. All right.
There's your outro.
Okay, we'll do that instead of you know. Yeah. Cruise was Oscar nominated for 3 movies.
Easy peasy.
Name them.
Born the 4th of July.
Correct.
Jerry Maguire. Correct. Magnolia.
Correct.
And then if you want to throw in a little fact for you, my friend, he was also got an Oscar nomination because he was a producer on Top Gun Maverick, which was nominated for Best Picture.
Okay. What Cruise film was adapted from a Spanish language film?
Vanilla Sky.
Okay. Wait till I finish the question.
Can't believe you just sit there.
Next.
Why'd you do
this
that?
This is a tricky one.
You jerk.
I'm giving you an interview. In Edge of Tomorrow. I'm
crossing the line, Peter.
Put your manners back in.
Yeah. You want to know. No, you want to know.
Peter, I'm telling you, you're crossing the line.
You're crossing the line. Would you manage Becky and Pierre? Okay, yes. Sure.
In Edge of Tomorrow, how many times does Tom Cruise's character die? According to fan tally. So, if you're within five. Because it's suggested, it's implied that he dies hundreds of times off screen. Yeah. But on screen.
On screen. 27.
26.
Ooh!
Very good.
Very good. Now I know what it feels like on this side.
Which Tom Cruise film was partially rewritten on set due to constant script issues, but still became a box office success and fan favorite?
Could be any. I gotta say Ghost Protocol.
It was Top Gun Maverick.
Could have been three wrong, four wrong. How many have we got right?
Well, the rest.
We're going out of 19. Yeah. So,
what year did Tom Cruise famously fire his publicist and begin managing his own PR, leading to a major shift in his public image?
2007?
2004.
Oh, okay. When was Oprah? 2006? And this is supposed to be Tom Cruise movie questions?
I might have made that up. In Jack Reacher, what clue does Reacher use to figure out that the seemingly random shooting was in fact a cover-up for a single murder?
So, is it to do with a coin? Is a fingerprint on a coin?
Someone says here.
Is it to do with the marksman? He was too good a shot?
Yes.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Yeah. All
right. That's fine, because they're both right. You know what I mean?
Really, the bit at the end, he's like, I couldn't figure it out. It was too perfect. Except you checked the coin for a fingerprint. Nobody would have done that. Not even me.
I gotta watch this.
It's good. Jack Reacher's good.
What is the name of Vincent's girlfriend and manager, played by Mary Elizabeth Mastrantuono? This will kill him if he doesn't get this one.
I'm not gonna get it.
What you got, T?
Sarah.
It's Carmen.
Carmen. Of course. Like the opera, of course.
I said, hey, Carmen. What does Maverick leave behind at Top Gun after Goose's death, symbolizing his guilt?
What does he leave behind?
What does he leave behind after Goose dies?
His
dead air.
His wings? His like little wing badge?
Incorrect. Goose's dog tags.
Yeah, of course.
And then the one you didn't answer.
Mission Impossible.
What three words are used to describe the IMF's plan to recover the plutonium in Fallout, triggering the final act? I mean, I thought this was... Maybe it's not as common as it seems. The answer is...
Go on.
The nuclear option.
Cool. Okay. Great question.
Hey, you don't say jack to me about questions, Terry.
So I got like 6 wrong?
You got 6 wrong. So
13 out of 19.
Yeah, 13 out of 19. So that's roughly...
Some of the questions, let me tell you.
They're pretty good, I thought. But I mean, the Tame the Cock one was like, oh, fuck, I can't believe I included that. That's all.
I almost feel guilty taking that one, to be honest.
14, what's 14 multiplied by 5?
14 multiplied by 5 is 70.
70. So you got just over 70%.
All right.
All right.
Bit disappointed, to be honest.
That's a B. You got a B. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't be that mad with that. Especially when I'm curating the questions.
Using AI for these questions.
But
it seemed very AI-ish, to be honest, some of these ones.
Irrelevant. Don't worry about it.
It's the most reliable thing. I tell you, I know you love it. Google has gone to shit.
Their AI answer thing?
So Gemini. Fucking bad.
Yeah.
So bad. Like,
it's like, you must mean this. Like,
what?
It's like, you must be asking this. No, I'm not asking that question.
Read
stop typing.
Yeah. Stop typing.
Okay. Well, look, on that note, we got to wrap it up. But Terry, 13 out of 19, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Over 70% on the crew stuff. If you want more crew stuff, We are going to be chatting about the new Mission Impossible movie over on the Patreon. We're also going to have a fun little foray into how would we continue the franchise.
Yeah.
Who would be in? What would happen? So check that out. It's kind of like a pitch meeting, but different. If you want that, check it out on patreon.com/whatssogreatabout, where you'll find hundreds of episodes, including a bunch of our mini-series like the MCU, Ryan Gosling, Will Smith, Big Willy's Flops, a.k.a. Will Smith's Bad Movies, excuse me, 90s Action, the movies of Tony Scott, heist movies. We've also got other mini-series over on the main feed. If you don't want to pay, I mean, they're not quite as good, but we were talking about the Mission Impossible franchise that we did. That was also great.
We talk about him in Magnolia, you know, a PTA miniseries.
Yeah, we got lots. Yeah. And a bunch of top fives, a bunch of pitch meetings, and they're just a bunch of good times.
He was also on our sequels miniseries as part of The Color of Money, which you stumped me with that question. Carmen.
Yeah, annoyed with that. Sequels, yeah, I forgot. Sequels, good one. Sequels miniseries as well.
It's a great one.
That was good.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff there. That's on the main feed.
Ah, of course. Yeah. But if they can't do that, Terry, what can they do for us?
Well, if you can't do that, you can't give me the €5 a month. Well, I got something to say. You got problems, friend. But you can do me one more better, and you can give me a rating and review. Now, Andy.
Yeah?
Looks like Liverpool are going to splash out $130
million
on one player.
All right.
On one player.
Says the United fan.
That's our budget for the summer, mate. But I don't want a 130 million star review.
Well, that'd be nice.
Insane. Would it?
That'd be too much.
Something fishy. I want a 5-star review. Please give me a rating and review. Tell a friend, tag a friend, do all that good stuff on the old socials. Really helps grow the podcast. And we're very grateful for it.
It's true.
Andy will give you his love here. I will save mine for when you pay, and it's behind the paywall. You get a big L from me. But until next week, I say goodbye.
Goodbye from me. And
yes, Gary.
Good night.
Try to say